The soundtrack to your life. Cheshire's Silk 106.9.
2019 and the Middlewich Fab Festival is only a few weeks away, and I'm talking to, again, the man behind it all. Dave, how are you?
All right, Darren, thanks,
This is happening every year now, me and you.
It's getting a bit of a habit. You think you get used to it after 29 years, but it still comes back and grabs you, and there's so much to do, you can imagine.
So what can we expect from this year's Fab Festival?
Hopefully more of the same, but even better. That's what we try and do. We can't get bigger. We don't want to get bigger. Council hasn't got the budget to grow it any more than it is, but we hope the content of the festival is better each year. That's what I'm aiming for. And that's anything from toilets to artists to concerts to everything that we do. I think we're getting there. It'll never be 100%, I don't think, but we're just praying for the weather and everybody turns up when they should do.
So some of the artists that you've got planned, shall we do the Friday first?
Yes, Top Loader contacted me just after Christmas. It took me by surprise because I was looking at artists and budgets, obviously.
Can I just stop you there for a sec? Mm. They contacted you?
Yeah.
So they want to come and play in the Middlewich Fab Festival?
Yeah, yeah.
That's phenomenal, that an artist will contact you instead of you chasing them.
Well, if I were to chase them, I wouldn't sleep, it'd be 24-7, you know. No, bands now want to come and play at the festival, so they contact me.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's how it works. Some I have to chase, or some I have to ask. Virgin Mary's, you know, wanted them for the last 3 years, but they weren't available for lots of reasons, so I got in touch with them through our stage manager, and they said, yeah, we'd love to do it. We can do the date, you know, the 14th of June. So through their agent, we finally got them this year, which is fantastic. Lots of bands are knocking on the door constantly. And it's just a matter of trying to figure out a programme. And I think Friday's going to be great because it's suitable for families. But we've got a mixture of artists on with Emma Stevens, the Virgin Marys, and a local band called the Peacocks, who I know well. And it's always great to give a local band a chance. I'm looking forward to seeing all of them, but Virgin Mary's, after wanting them for so many years, to finally get them here is great. We're looking forward to it. What we have new this year, to go with the whole festival really, but certainly for Friday night, is a rooftop gin bar, which will be fun.
Where's this?
On the main side.
A rooftop gin bar?
Yeah, yeah. The Boston Shakers are coming with their big unit, and so that'll be fun. We've got tickets on sale now. We're even doing a residence discount at the moment, so tickets are going well, but it's a big field. We've got plenty of space, so we hope people will come along and enjoy the night.
So, Dave, it's not just the main site, the main stage, is it, in Middlewich? Everything is happening all around the town for the whole weekend.
Yeah, well, probably the main reason we've kept it in town is because of that, so it involves the town as much as possible. Many towns have been asked or offered to move the festival to a field on the outskirts, and I said, well, no, the whole idea of it was to boost the footfall in the town, like we always try and do with the market, with the council. So most of the pubs in town, I think we've got 8 or 9 fringe venues this year, have all got music on all weekend. Plus the two canals will be full of boats now the breach has been repaired on the Shropshire Union. The floating market is fully booked. So we're expecting a huge, huge number of boats here. And again, it goes without saying, a big attraction about this particular festival is it's free. You know, apart from the Friday night concert and the Saturday night Cayley, which we're doing this year, everything else is free. And we've even had people ringing me up to... He said one guy wanted me to put it in writing that it was free admission to see Shawadi Wadi on Saturday night because he didn't believe me because he'd seen it on their website on the gig on the tour, but he was ready to, you know, pay by credit card. I said, "There's no charge." "Yeah, no, but what? How much is it? Got to pay on the gate?" I said, "No, it's free." "No, it can't be free." You know, I'm having this argument with the fella. He wants to part with money, and I said, "No, I can assure you." I had to email him in the end. He said, "Can you put it in writing?" Yes, certainly. So, yeah, we've got so much going on. New this year, we've got Professor Panic Circus coming, and he'll have his circus big top on the main site. Because one of the things we found after last year, people were saying we'd like to see more of the Old Folk and Boat Festival, and there was too much rock music. So we've addressed that as much as we can in the short term. But we've got a lot more folk roots music this year. And Professor Panic was coming to the festival many years ago, every year. So our hope is now that he'll come back, and people love it so much that we'll have him back on an annual basis. We've got lots more Morris dancers coming this year, which is great. Finally persuaded them to come back. They get so many offers to dance, and unfortunately they're getting less and less in numbers. So we've got more coming. And the busking bus is a new one this year with the St Luke's Hospice. We're going to use their double-decker bus as a backdrop to a performance area down on the town wharf site on the canal. Also on Saturday and Sunday, we'll have entertainment on the town wharf site, which is also the mooring site for where we do the boat trips from, the Canal River Trust. So that's great. That's coming back. So there's more going on, I think. Aside from the Fringe, all the pubs have got pretty much entertainment from Friday through to Sunday. Some are even starting on Monday this year. So there's so much going on. And it's exciting. It's a little bit daunting sometimes, when you can imagine. You've got all these people you're expecting, and you're waiting on artists, contractors, traders, boaters especially. Some have set off now to be here in time. And they all want the best spot. You know, can you imagine what it's like? They might be living on a boat, but at the end of the day, the floating market are traders. So they're all scrapping for the best place. And I say, look, just be nice and moor up to the boat in front of you. Some don't listen, but they sort themselves out in the end.
Fantastic. So lots more information on the website of who's appearing, where they're appearing, and what time they're appearing then. And don't forget, we've got the Bull Ring as well.
The Bull Ring, yes.
Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, which, again, Silk FM will be hosting, which is great. And there'll be a programme from sort of 11 till 4 each day, weather permitting, of course, God willing, of music and dance, street theatre. We've got the Rajasthan Brass Band coming back from India, which is great news this year. I always love to see them, because to me that's when the festival comes alive, with the parade in the morning on Saturday at 11 o'clock, which takes everybody up to the main site with a programme of music and dance each afternoon on the Bullring and obviously on the main stage. I'd just like to mention a few of the artists taking part, really. This year we've got a couple of bands from Sweden, and if your viewers want to check out Baskery, they're fantastic. Three sisters who they play folk music, but very upbeat punk style. So looking forward to seeing them. They're on Saturday night before Shawadi Wadi. And some other overseas artists, Missoula from Africa, Daria Kulish from Russia, will be here. But one of my favourite folk bands is called Merry Hell. And they just have a fantastic lead singer, Andrew Kettle, who just stands and just sings. There's nothing fancy about them at all, but it's great to see. I really enjoy that. And Chris Jagger, many will know his famous brother, but Chris has been coming to the festival for many years with his Roots Cajun trio. And Chris is doing a set on the main stage this year on Sunday, so that'll be something to look forward to. And you've interviewed Chris, so you know he's a bit of a character.
The interview's on our Fab Festival series on our website right now, if you want to go and check that one out.
Yeah, so we look forward to welcoming everybody, and we hope to have a great weekend.
The soundtrack to your life, Cheshire's Silk 106.9.